Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. I'm gonna cry because I was just, okay, today's like day of Friday, okay? I was at the gym and all of a sudden it dawned upon me that I actually haven't listened to the episode for today. And I was like, wait, I need to do that before I schedule it. And since I'm about to go out and hang out with someone, I was like, I need to do it now. So I came back to my apartment, literally, just so that I could send over the like file to my phone so that I could listen to it and then schedule it when I came back from the gym, only to find out that somehow, some way, the first, like, I don't even know how long, but the first little bit of the episode, for some reason, it says sample offline. I don't know what that means. I don't know where the file went or like the audio recording went. I don't know. So anyways, it's okay because I was listening to like where it actually starts and it's fine. Like it's pretty early on. I don't know what I was saying at the very beginning where I don't have any audio, but I literally, like, I saw that and I was freaking out. I was like, I don't know what to do. It flashed across my mind. I was like, I think I need to call my ex-boyfriend. I think this is where I need to break no contact because I don't know anyone else in my life who could figure this out for me right now. So anyways, it's fine. Yeah, we're just gonna get into the episode. I think maybe what I might have mentioned, not sure though, is the fact that when I recorded this episode, it was exactly 4 weeks to graduation. And as I am recording this little bit, it's actually 2 weeks. So literally in 2 weeks from now, I will be a college graduate. It'll be my last official day as a college student. So yeah, anyways, and I wanted to talk about my post-grad plans because I realized that is quickly approaching and I thought I would share with you guys. So I was debating whether I should record this now or whether I should wait until closer to when this episode comes out. In theory, I think I would probably like have to record it by next week. So not too far off, but I did just finish my last college midterm ever. I took that yesterday. And I feel like that ended up being like a huge step in the whole like I'm graduating college direction, because for so long, like, I had like midterm after midterm for, I want to say, 4 weeks straight-ish. Yeah, because I took 4 midterms in that time. So while I was like in that kind of bubble of like that midterm bubble, as I'm calling it, I wasn't really thinking about what comes after the midterms are done. I mean, like, obviously I was like excited about that because I was like, I need to breathe again. Like, this has been going on for too long. Like, I'm just so overwhelmed. But I wasn't kind of thinking about like, okay, after that, then we're one step closer to graduation. But then when I finished my midterm yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I am one step closer to graduation, because after this, really the only other big thing I have before I graduate is finals. And that's like the last week, literally a couple of days before I guess I become an official college graduate. So I have a little bit of a break now, which is nice. But I thought it would be fun to talk about something that I've actually been talking about a lot with friends and acquaintances and really anyone I meet who is a fourth year. It's about time that we talk about it, because I'm sure that there's some people on here that are curious about what I'm going to do next, since I feel like my whole entire life has been college for, well, the past like 4 years, basically. But also like just in the time that I've had this podcast, like, I've always been in college and you've always gotten kind of stories from my time in college, being a college student, just me talking about being in college, like the whole thing. I have this college series going on, which is not going anywhere, even though I'm graduating a lot earlier than I expected I would graduate. But still, I thought it was about time, because why not? You know, we're going to talk about it. And also, I've been doing, like I said, I've been talking about it a lot. So I feel like it's time to talk about it on the podcast, because I usually share things that are going on in my life. And this is like a big one. This is something that I feel like I have at least like one conversation-ish each day about this. Maybe not that much, but I definitely have like at least a couple conversations on this topic each week with different people. So it's something that comes up a lot. It's kind of one of my favorite questions too. Like, I love hearing about other people's plans with this. And then also, I've made a couple of TikToks now about post-grad. I feel like my content is very much balanced between talking about like college stuff and then talking about like post-grad things and like thinking about it in like future, in like a future tense, I guess. So I'm going to share the things that I've shared in these TikToks, because although I don't know who my target audience is, and I have no clue whether other people who are listening to this are college seniors, I'm gonna guess that there are at least a couple of them, even if they're just my friends. And I feel like the people who are listening who are college seniors are going to be able to relate to this. Maybe it'll help them feel a little better, because I feel like this is just such a, it's an exciting yet scary yet confusing time. Like, there's so many emotions around it, and there's so many emotions that I felt over the past couple weeks, just like recognizing that I am getting close to kind of the end date of my college experience. And like, really, college is like an identity. Like, when you get into college, you basically take on this like new identity, and then you hold it for like 4 years or however long you do college for. And then one day it just gets like ripped away from you, even though you know it's coming. Like, I feel like you're not prepared, and obviously I'm not there yet, and I definitely will probably talk about that in an episode in the future when it does happen, because I have a feeling it's going to be a bit of a drastic change, just like kind of making that transition over. And I think it's also probably going to be a long transition too, especially for me, because like I said, I'm graduating earlier than I expected to graduate, and in a way I will still have ties to college up until June, so I'll have a couple months to kind of go through that transition and to kind of like phase out, but then I'll also have to come back for like actual graduation, like walking at graduation. So I don't know, we'll see. I mean, like I said, I've been thinking a lot about this, I've been talking a lot about it, and I don't know whether that's like kind of self-sabotaging it, because I was also talking to a friend literally like a couple hours ago, and we were talking about sort of like, is thinking about post-grad, kind of thinking about all the things we want to do, like thinking about what it's going to be like, self-sabotaging the whole experience? Like, are we setting our expectations too high? And I'll talk about that too in here. So I feel like there's a lot to cover. I think this is going to be an interesting episode, and I really hope that it resonates with at least a couple of people. I'm hoping that there are at least a couple of college seniors listening who will understand exactly what position I'm in and hopefully be in a similar position. And maybe this will make you feel a little less alone, because I truly feel like this is just, while it's kind of like everyone's going through it, like most of my friends are college seniors, we kind of are all going through it together. I feel like there's so much more of a conversation that has to be had around this, because I didn't know this was coming. If someone had told me as a sophomore or even junior, like literally last year, that I was going to find myself in this position where I was kind of like on the verge of like an existential crisis at all times because I have no clue what my future holds, I would have been like, that's scary. I'm kind of scared for that to happen. Like, this whole entire time I've sort of been building up to the end in a sense. Like, I feel like that's college. You kind of keep thinking about, well, maybe not, but like for me, I feel like I always kind of thought about the end in the sense like, okay, so there's going to be a life after college. Like, what am I going to do after college? And like, as a sophomore here at UCLA, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go into marketing. Like, I'm just going to go get a job in marketing, like simple, easy, you know? And now I'm actually here. I'm literally a month away from graduating college. And I'm like, no, I don't know if I'm getting a job in marketing. I don't know if I'm getting a job at all. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I just don't know. Apparently 19-year-old me had a better idea as to what I was going to do with my life than 21-year-old me. But like, in a way, it's like, I've been kind of building up for this. I've been doing internships for post-grad. I've been thinking about building my resume for post-grad. Like, in a way, like my entire college experience, I've been building up to this moment. And now this moment is so close and it's happening. And I'm in a very different position right now than I ever expected I would be when I was in this current state of my life. And I'm kind of like trying to grapple with the fact that I'm not where I thought I was going to be. Essentially, I feel like you always kind of think that you're going to have it figured out by the end of college, you know? Like, you're going to know what you're going to do next. You're going to have a clear plan, and everything you work towards while you're in college as a freshman, sophomore, junior will all come together and work its way out, you know? And you'll have it figured out. And like, you're not going to have it figured out. That simple. Even the friends that I know that have jobs lined up, like are literally going to go into the workforce weeks after they graduate college, also have shared that they don't exactly have it figured out, you know? So I feel like we're all kind of in the same boat, but some of us like have at least a concrete plan, and some of us are just about to wing it. You know, that's the whole plan. The whole plan is to wing it until we figure out a concrete plan. And I am very much embracing the whole wing it spirit. That is my whole thing. I'm basically saying that I'm breaking convention, and I'm going to talk about that too. And I'm excited. Again, I'm hoping I don't self-sabotage by talking about it, by getting excited, but I have been excited because truthfully, I feel like I've been like 1 foot out the door for such a long time now. And like, I've talked about this a lot where I'm just kind of like ready for the next thing. And I don't know if I'm hyping it up too much and it's going to be like not a great experience, or because I hyped it up too much, I'm not going to enjoy it as much. But like, I don't know. I just feel ready. And I felt ready for a while. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens when I actually step foot into it. We'll see how I acclimate. We'll see if I was right about how I would feel. We'll see if I enjoy it. We'll see. And you guys are going to get to come along on the journey with me, because trust, I will be talking about it and talking about it on this podcast. I'll be doing the same thing probably on TikTok and maybe even on YouTube. I honestly might just start doing talking videos on YouTube as well. Like, you will hear it. You will know exactly what is going through my mind. You will know exactly what's going on in my life. Like, you will get all the tea. You will know, okay? And that's why I love having these platforms, because it always gives me like an outlet to kind of speak on the things that are going on. But anyways, I guess we'll just start with talking about kind of like what my post-grad plans are, which, like, to be fair, when I say I have these plans, nothing is concrete. Nothing is actually planned out. Everything that I will tell you is just stuff that I've been thinking about or I've been telling people that I'm going to do, but I genuinely have not planned it out, okay? I've spent a lot of time thinking about it and I've spent a lot of time talking about it, but I've not spent more than like maybe an hour actually like trying to plan it out, like trying to create a plan that could actually go somewhere. So it's really just a lot of talk, and that's kind of my whole thing. I feel like I talk a lot and I try to do, but sometimes the doing doesn't do, like it doesn't happen. So, you know, we will see. Obviously, you guys are going to be along for the journey and you'll know what's going on in my life. And like, if you follow me on like TikTok and Instagram, you'll have a play by play like constantly. But anyways, this is what I've been telling people. This has been sort of what's been on my mind. So I think my last official day as a college student is March 22nd, I want to say, or that actually might be the day that I take my last final. So maybe it's March 23rd. It's something like that. Like March 22nd, March 23rd will be like the last official day as a college student. And then we go into spring break. And obviously for me, it's not spring break. It's welcome to your new life where you literally are not a college student anymore. Congrats. I'm probably going to go home. I think my whole plan. So initially I had one plan and I basically decided to just switch the plan around because I was like, this doesn't logically make sense. And I'm just going to kind of like feel burnt out because I feel like I have had like already a very overwhelming quarter. And I think I just need a break. So the current plan right now is to go home for a month and just be home. And there's sort of like a growing list of things that I want to do in my post-grad life. Obviously not all of this is going to get done in a singular month. Okay. Like that's just unrealistic. The main things I'd like to work on in post-grad are my passion projects. I feel like I have a lot of them. Content creation is a huge one, but there's also other things that I've been wanting to do, and I feel like this is my time to do it. So obviously besides creating content, which you'll see a lot of that from me, I also want to make art. I just want to pull out some canvases and just kind of paint. I know that sounds super random. I've sort of been making art, but very sporadically. It's not a very constant thing. And so I'm kind of hoping that I can just like sit down with some canvases and just paint and have sort of like a peaceful art making moment. And with art, I never really thought of it as like, kind of had this in the back of my mind sort of since, I actually don't even know when I came up with this idea, but I want to say since like winter break, I've been very heavy on the fact that I want to have like an art moment in my post-grad life. And like shortly after I graduate, like that's one of the first things that I work on. And initially it was just kind of like, I'm going to make art and we'll have some lovely canvases. We can hang them up in the house. If I ever move into an apartment, I can take it with me. Like, I don't know. It was just kind of like, I'm just going to make art, like just make art to make art, you know? But then over winter break, I went furniture shopping with my parents. And there was this one day where me and my dad went to this kind of like, I think it was like an antique type store, but it was not, it was like a brand. It was confusing. Anyways, the point is, I remember asking them, like they had these paintings that were very abstract and kind of similar to the type of art that I make, which like, I don't know if like my art is extraordinary in any way. Art is art. I feel like it can be interpreted in any way. Sometimes you see things and you're like, why would that be considered art? But to someone else, it's like the most beautiful piece of artwork ever. You know, like art is very subjective. So like in theory, I'm sure that there's someone out there who could look at my art and be like, wow, that is beautiful. Like I would pay X amount of dollars for that or something like that, you know? But I don't know if like I could be taken seriously as an artist. And I never thought about it that way. I never thought like, I'm going to be an artist. That is my goal post-grad. But then I went to the store and I saw all their paintings and I was like, where did you get these paintings from? Like, I was just curious because it was very similar to the style that I do. And I just wanted to know, you know, because like I was curious. And they were telling me that they just like take from independent artists and then they basically either sell it or they lease it out and it like goes onto like movie sets and stuff like that. And I was like, that is really cool. What if I were to do that with my art? So I've sort of had this idea in the back of my mind, like, okay, maybe I make art. And then once I make art, maybe I do something with that art. Maybe it doesn't just sit around, you know? So that has been a big one. I feel like it's been, initially it was very much just like, I want to create content and make art. So those have been my main two things that I want to do like in this month. And also hopefully like later on too, but we're starting with the month. Okay. Like the month is basically going to be the trial period into my post-grad life. We're going to see how it feels. We're going to see if I like it. It's going to be more like a break, more just like as if I were taking like like another winter break or something like that, or like I was on summer break, you know, basically from the end of March to the beginning of June when I come back for graduation is basically just going to feel like a summer break. And in the meantime, I can figure out what do I want to do after this like quote unquote summer break ends, even though in theory, that's when summer break starts, you know, because I still think that I would like, even if I were to start working at some point, I would still want to have like my actual summer break, like from June to August or June to September, you know. But anyways, so there's that. Another thing I want to do is just write. I have always been into writing. I feel like I do have sort of a gift for it. It's just that I haven't really like harnessed it or worked on it. Sometimes I'll just like write things into my notes app. Very random. It's usually just like how I'm feeling. But I keep mentioning this book that I read. It's called I Didn't Know I Needed This by Ellie Rollo. I might be saying her last name wrong. She's a TikToker. So if you know me from TikTok, you probably have heard of her before. But her book really did like inspire me in so many ways. And one of the ways that inspired me was to actually take like writing seriously, because I like to write. And I kind of like, for example, like when I went no contact the second time around, so like back in November, I kind of told myself the way that I was going to heal myself was through writing. And I kind of started with that and I would write, you know, but then I stopped because I feel like when you're in college, it's so hard to like allocate time to your passions. And that's why like I'm excited to go into postgrad, because then I basically am going to just like master the art of doing nothing, but the nothing is doing what I love. And I need some time to do nothing. I genuinely need it. I know that I can't go. I don't even envy like my friends who do have jobs lined up, who do know what they're going to do after they graduate college, because I know that I'm not ready for that. Like I'm not ready to just jump straight into the workforce. If I were to do that, I would be so insanely burnt out by the first year. I'm already burnt out basically. Like I need a break. I need time to breathe. And I'm in a very fortunate position where I know that I can do that. My parents are very supportive of that. And that's basically the goal. My goal right now is to just kind of let myself breathe, heal, work on things that I love, figure out what happens with the things that I love, see whether they go anywhere, and then from there, basically decide what the next step is, you know, like what my next big thing is. For now, let me work on my things. Let me just work on the things that I want to work on, you know? Anyways, so writing is another one. There's like a number of other kind of small things. Like there's so many things, like so many random things that I want to do. I want to take ice skating lessons. I want to learn how to play the violin. Like I don't know if I'm going to get that done after I graduate college, like shortly after I graduate college, but this is stuff that I, you know, want to pick up eventually, like sometime in my life. There are just so many things that I want to try. I, for example, like for Galentine's made these bouquets, and I have actually really enjoyed like making floral bouquets. I'm not going to say that I'm necessarily good at them, but like it's something I enjoy doing. And I was like, what if I were to become just a florist for some time? You know, like what if that was my thing? So there's a lot of things that I kind of want to do, but these three things are the main ones. Then another thing that I'd always kind of talked about, and I mentioned it in a couple of episodes that I did like at the beginning of 2024, where I was talking about modeling. I'd always thought of myself doing this art content creation modeling situation. And I literally talked about this in an episode pretty extensively. But I sort of plan to do that. So obviously now I've like added in the writing, for example, and I've kind of subtracted the modeling out. It's not that it's completely out. I just am not sure exactly whether that's what I want to do, like if I want to get into that. So I feel like this like month or like the basically until like walk at graduation is going to be me trying to figure out whether that's something that I would want to consider for the future. But I want to see how the other avenues work out, whether like content creation continues to build up, whether I can like, you know, whether I see that there's kind of some potential there. Maybe something can come out of it, you know, even if it's kind of like minor, like maybe more of like a side hustle situation. So that's that. And then also the art, just seeing like, just let's start off with like, let me just paint a canvas. Okay. Like I want to see if I can actually get myself to sit down and paint a canvas and work on that. And then like, see if I can work on some more canvases. And then once I've like collected a couple canvases, then think about like, okay, what do I want to do with these canvases? Another thing that's been on, I have like a big like life bucket list, and a lot of the things on there seem like impossible to achieve, but I'm determined to achieve them. And I feel like I'm going to find my way there somehow, some way. But like one of them is like having like a gallery exhibit being featured in a gallery. So like maybe that, you know, like who knows? I feel very much like the world is my oyster. And that's the way I'm trying to embrace this whole post-grad thing. Like, I don't want to limit myself to going straight into working because I'm like, there's so many other things I could do. And I want to first try those out because I feel like it's better to do them when you're young. Like, I want to try things out that I have always been so curious about and then let myself fail. Or maybe I succeed, but let myself fail before I go to kind of the standard thing that everyone does or the standard thing that I guess I'm expected to do by like society. At this point, it's not even like I'm expecting myself to do it or even my parents are expecting me to do it. I feel like my entire life, well, not my entire life, but like, for example, like in high school, I always was like, I have to go to college and I have to go get a PhD because my parents went to college and got a PhD. You know, like I always like thought that I had to be like my parents. And now I finally realize my parents are actually so insanely chill and like will support me no matter what. Both of my parents have expressed that they are very okay with me just spending time figuring it out of college. They've expressed that they think it's a good idea if I take some time off and don't just go straight into working. They're very supportive. They might not completely understand like maybe the content creation thing. Like art, I think, speaks a little bit more to them because they're like, okay, she's gonna paint. She's painted before. We've seen her paint before. Like, we know that's a thing. Content creation probably doesn't completely make sense to them, but like, I think if I can work towards something and then I can go to them and be like, hey, like, look what I've done, maybe then they'll understand it a little bit more. Writing, they totally get it. I think the good thing is like, I, specifically my dad, but like, obviously my mom, you know, has been integrated into the family. My dad has a very like interesting Indian family. It's huge. There's so many people in my extended family, but like everyone kind of has done something different. And so like, for example, for the writing thing, like my dad grew up with a very, 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 very close family friend who is a very famous writer in England and India. And he was telling me recently that he like literally, I think he got a PhD from Stanford or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but, or like a master's from Stanford, like very intelligent, but then decided that he would basically live at home. Like he lived at home for 10 years and it seemed like he wasn't really doing anything. And then one day he just like spawned a book from his, well, obviously, like they probably knew he was writing, but like spawned this book and this book ended up becoming like a bestseller. And now he's very successful and he's published a number of books and poems and works and stuff like that. So it's like stuff like that, you know, like I think my parents understand that there is an unconventional route that can be taken and can lead to success. And I think that they trust that I have the drive and the ability to do something like that. And with that, they're very supportive. And I feel ever, ever, ever grateful that I have that because again, when I was in high school, I was so dead set on the fact that I had all this like internal pressure kind of from like external sources where I was like, I have to be like my parents. I have to match their success. Like I have to go get a PhD and become a researcher. That is the only way that I can prove to them that I am just as smart as they are. That's the only way that I make them proud. And now that I'm like nearing kind of the point where I would be going on to that next step and like following their path, I recognize that they actually don't care. Like they don't care and they will support me regardless of what I do, even if it's not that or anything remotely close to what they've done. And I feel so lucky because like I said, I felt all this pressure when I was in high school and truly I was just putting it on myself. All good. All good. And I also know that's like insanely privileged too, because I recognize that not everyone gets to just like graduate college and then say, I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, for a lot of people, it is like, I need to go get a job or I need to go do the next thing so that I can basically like make money and like fund my life or like, you know, like whatever it is. The point is like, I recognize that it's very, very privileged, but I feel so lucky that I have that. And yeah, I feel so, so grateful. So that's kind of the plan for the first month out of college. After that, I'm thinking of coming back here to LA. I want to do a little Hawaii trip with two of my closest friends here at UCLA. I realize I haven't talked about this a ton, and I will do a whole episode where I talk a lot more about this whole experience. But for reference, I actually lived in Hawaii my freshman year of college for like 2 months. And I thought it would be fun to do kind of like a full circle moment where we go back at the end of our college experience, kind of going back to the place where our whole like college experience started, essentially, because that's the first place like I left home home and I went to Hawaii first before I ever came to LA. So I want to do that. I don't know if we're actually going to do it, but we've talked about it. So hopefully it makes it out of the group chat. And then after that, I want to do some more traveling. So basically I want to have like the month of May, like end of April to basically like end of May be sort of my travel month. And I want to go to Australia and Japan and solo travel. I've never solo traveled before. It's a little bit terrifying. I don't know if I'm actually going to take the plunge into it, but I feel like I have to, you know, like if I'm ever going to do it, it has to be now. And I have the opportunity to do so. My dad kind of told me like, oh, if you graduate early, like you can use that extra time that you have to like go travel and you can travel wherever you want. And I feel like I have to take that opportunity. You know, I think I have to do it. So, and it's funny because like Australia and Japan have never been really high up on my list, but I thought like while I'm still living on the West Coast and it's still like a lot more, I mean, it's always accessible ultimately, like they're planes, but it just feels more accessible from the West Coast. So like while I'm here, like might as well go in that direction. I've sort of always had it on my mind that I would do like a Europe trip after I graduate college. And I'm actually not completely sure whether I'm going to do that anymore. Like I was going to do that over like the summer, like maybe like July, August. And I'm still thinking about it, but I just don't know. I don't know if that's what I'm ultimately going to end up doing. So I think really we shall see. And honestly, now that I'm saying it like out loud, I'm thinking, well, what if I were to use the month of May to like go to Europe instead? I guess in theory, I could do anything. The world is my oyster. And again, very privileged and grateful for that. But of course, I want to take advantage of it. I have kind of started to like look into like where I would go in Australia, where I would go in Japan, and sort of what my like whole travel route would be. So I have that down. Like I know I would go to Melbourne, Sydney, and I think I had the Gold Coast on there. And then in Japan, I want to go to Tokyo, Shibuya, and Kyoto, and maybe Osaka if I can fit it in. I don't know. So like that is kind of where I've been thinking. And I was thinking I'd go to Australia first. So start in Australia and then go to Japan and then come back to LA. And then basically come back to LA sometime at the end of May so that I'm here for basically like half of June. So I'll be here the first 2 weeks and then graduation is like in the middle of June. And then after graduation, basically pack up my stuff, maybe try and do like a California train trip. Because I realize like I've been to LA, I've been to San Francisco, and I've kind of been to San Diego, and that's about it. I would love to see like Santa Barbara. I would also love to go back to San Diego. Maybe just like travel along the coast a little bit. Maybe also go back to, I don't know, like San Francisco, I guess, like go up there. So that's a possibility. Another possibility is that my family might actually want to do something like that, a little road trip through California when they come for my graduation. It's kind of been like talked about, not very in depth, but maybe we'll do that. So who knows? Who really knows, right? That's kind of the basics of what my plan is. And then after that, it sort of becomes wide open again where I'm like, okay, there's a couple of different things I could do. So with that, and now we're talking about summer. So basically up until like August, September. After August, September, I don't know. The only way I would know what I was doing is if I decided I'm ready to go into the workforce, I'm ready to work in like corporate America, and I perfectly land a job sometime in the August, September, maybe even October range. And so at that point, I move to a new city and I start a new job. That's the exception. Like, I wouldn't hate it. I think that there is a part of me that could definitely like thrive in corporate America, at least for a little bit. But I've never thought of myself as someone who did the whole corporate America thing long term. I feel like I have a very entrepreneurial spirit and I'm also very creative, and I don't know if like I would find my place in that aspect in corporate America. And I feel like ultimately, like that's why I sort of have this hope, very kind of delusional hope, but hope regardless, that somehow, some way, like this random mix of my passion project just works out so it can become basically my career. And I know, I don't know how you make a career out of having like a bunch of random passion projects, but like that's kind of my goal. My end goal is to essentially make at least one of my passion projects my like full-time job. Like I want to work on something that I truly love and enjoy. And that's why I've always said I want to do content creation full-time, because I know that's something that I like truly, truly love. And I've loved for really ever, honestly, like I've always loved being in front of a camera. I've always loved recording myself and stuff like that. So it's very, very fitting, but who knows, you know, like who knows if that's going to work out. I feel like I'm in a good place where it's like, I'm seeing stuff develop, you know, like like, I'm seeing that there could be a future in this. It's just going to be a lot of slow growth and just kind of hoping that in a way I get lucky that like with my post-grad experience, I can create content that like resonates with others and I can develop like a bigger platform. But I also feel like it's so hard to say, and it's like, who really knows, you know, who really knows? So we'll see. But that, and then obviously like the other things, I think also maybe like trying to kind of take from sort of the content journey, like if I can start doing that a little bit more and like kind of transition it into like a part-time thing where it sort of is becoming a little bit more of my career, I can also do something like entrepreneurial. Like I think a goal of mine sometime, not anytime soon per se, but like sometime in the future, is starting sort of like a business. I don't know what it would be in. I don't know what I would do, but like I would love to like have my own business or brand or company. And maybe like that's just a stepping stone in that direction. I feel like my end goal isn't just to be like a content creator or to be an influencer. My end goal is to do so much more than that. For example, with the writing, like my end goal isn't just to like write. My end goal is to be able to like publish books and be an author, you know? There's such a long list of things that I want to do, and I don't know if it's unrealistic to want to do so much and to actually try and achieve it, or whether you can do everything or not everything, but a lot of things. You know, obviously I know I can't do everything. Like I can only spread myself so thin, but maybe there is a way that I can do a lot of it and I can actually succeed in it, or at least succeed in some of the avenues, and then be able to pursue the other things on the side and enjoy it as well. Something like that. So that's like the end goal, but that I feel like isn't just like months ahead. That's like years ahead, or maybe even like decades ahead. Honestly, although I'm not thinking that far into the future, I'm thinking more like years ahead, you know? Right now, I think I'm thinking pretty short term. Like I'm thinking like a year ahead at most. I don't even think beyond like August, September. So like 6 months, you know? So there's that. But also like I recognize that like I do try to be realistic. Yes, I'm very delusional about this whole idea that my passion projects could actually become something. But I'm also realistic with the fact that I might have to go into corporate America. I might have to get like a quote unquote like normal job, like the kind of job that you are expected to get after you graduate. Or I guess in theory also go to like grad school. Although I've always thought of grad school as something I would do like further down the line, like maybe more like mid to late 20s, like not anytime soon. So that's not exactly on my like immediate to-do list. It first goes corporate job and then graduate school. Like I think I've always thought like if I were to go to graduate school, I would want to work and like save up so that I could sustain myself while I go to grad school, essentially, you know? So like, who knows? I think basically my post-grad plans are just a whole lot of who knows. Like who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what this is going to result in? And I guess that's exciting. I mean, it's also very scary because it's like, I feel like I am a massive control freak, and like, I want to be able to control the future, and I want to be able to sit here and say like, everything's going to work out, or like, it's going to go in the way that I hope that it goes. But also, who knows, you know, like it's very much up in the air and there is no concrete answer on what's going to happen. And like, maybe it's a situation where I do go get a corporate job, but then I do like content on the side or one of my passion projects on the side. And then ultimately one of my passion projects takes over and then I get to do that full time. Or like, there's so many different avenues to go down. And I feel like a lot of people who are college seniors feel this way. And that's exciting, but it's nerve wracking. And I feel like there's just a lot to feel. And I swear I've been feeling a lot. I've also been trying not to like think about it too heavy, because I feel like if I think about it too much, like I will go into like a spiral and just, it's not going to be cute. It's not going to be cute if I think about it too much. Like I said, I'm excited because I feel like I have been sort of one step out the door, and I'm excited to have time to work on things that I enjoy working on, because I feel like for so long I have sort of been in this whole cycle of like doing school, and school can be exciting at times, but it also sometimes is just a lot. And I feel like I'm ready to be able to have that break, because yeah, I really do feel like I've always been doing something. Like I haven't embraced kind of doing, it's not that I'm doing nothing. Like I plan to do things. It's just like, I'm going to call it like kind of embracing the art of doing nothing. I guess in theory, like I was embracing the art of doing nothing about a year ago when I kind of quote unquote dropped out of college for a couple months. So in theory, I did have a little bit of like that experience then, and it was very peaceful. I actually very much enjoyed it. I didn't have any problems with it, but who knows what the experience is going to be this time. Another thing is like moving back home. I think that's going to be an interesting experience. I haven't really like properly lived at home. Like obviously like I've been there for like the summer, but I haven't properly lived at home since I was in high school. So that was like 4 years ago. Well, actually, no, wait, that's a lie, since I was like a freshman in college. So let's say like 3.5 years ago. Oh, wait, no. So like 3 years ago. So it's been 3 years since I've not properly lived at home. Like the most time that I've spent being at home was like 2-ish months, maybe 2.5. Not a long time at all. And it's going to be interesting because I feel like I have very much enjoyed having this time alone, having my own space. I think probably the hardest thing for me is going to be not having my own space. And I think that's why ultimately I will need to like get, like if I cannot make a career out of my passion projects fast enough, I guess, I probably will need to get like a job where I could pay rent. The idea of me living at home scares me a little bit because I feel like if I do that and I don't have like a proper job that's kind of working towards like me being able to get my own place and me being able to move to a different city and like start a new life again, I fear that I'm going to feel very stagnant and unsatisfied. And I don't want to feel that way, because if I feel that way, then I'm not going to enjoy what I'm doing. And then all hell is going to break loose. And like, I don't want to feel that way towards like working on my passion projects. Like I truly do want to enjoy it. But I also recognize that I'm someone who can't necessarily spend like an extended period of time living at home. I can probably do it for a couple of months, maybe 6 months at most. But I feel like after a 6 month mark, I am going to need to move on to the next thing or find a way to be on my own again. I feel like I enjoy the comfort zone, but I also enjoy being out of the comfort zone. And I try my best to kind of keep myself out of my comfort zone and to keep kind of introducing new things into my life. And I feel like the obvious next step is to introduce kind of having this whole like life change where I do like move to a whole new city and I do embrace that post-grad lifestyle in that whole new city. And then also potentially like have like a job and learn how to work in that environment and all that, and like switch over from being like a full-time student to being like a full-time employee, like working. And so I don't know if that's ultimately going to be a problem. We shall see. You'll hear about it, obviously. If I'm unsatisfied, you will definitely hear about it because I will share. But I'm kind of hoping that that's not necessarily the case. But I do recognize that that might be a problem in the future. And I think the biggest thing is just trying to figure out, like, how do I curtail that? Like, how do I avoid having that problem become something that's big and, like, imminent? And what steps can I take in that direction? And so, like, with that, obviously, like, in addition to kind of working on my passion projects and, like, traveling and stuff like that, I obviously am going to be looking into sort of the next thing. Like I definitely will probably start applying to jobs pretty regularly after I graduate. I've already started doing that, but it's very rarely because I just feel like I don't have the time to actually sit down and like write the cover letters and like really invest myself into doing that. But obviously once I have the time post-grad, like I will probably, I don't know if I will dive into it immediately after I graduate, but at some point I do feel like I'll probably start working on that whole process. And I do recognize, everyone's told me, like I made a TikTok once where it was like I decided to ask based off of my timeline, so basically like saying that I wouldn't want to work until August, September, like when should I start applying to jobs. And it was so scary. Everyone was like, you should have started applying yesterday. And by the way, I made this like a month ago. They were like, it takes 7 to 10 months to get a job. And I was like, oh well, I guess I'm gonna be unemployed for a lot longer than I expected. And that's kind of why I'm like, at this point I don't know what the easier route is or what even the safer route is. Is it trying to get a job in corporate America when the job market is so bad and you never know if you're going to get laid off, you never know if you're actually going to get a job? There's so many things to worry about with the actual job market and going what is like usually considered the safe route, like the comfortable route. I feel like everyone's always like, if you want to be comfortable after graduation, you go get a job in corporate America, right? Because corporate America has always been made to be stable, like the stable choice, right? But at this point, I'm like, if it's such a mess in that realm, maybe going to pursue something that is very unconventional, like working on passion projects, like making art, like trying to get into the modeling industry, like trying to create content on my little phone, like trying to write, actually could produce a greater amount of success. I've never thought of like being able to leverage success in corporate America. Obviously, you can climb the ladder and like get higher titles and stuff like that and a higher paycheck, but that's never been my idea of success. My idea of success is is creating something for myself. And I feel like I do have that spirit in me. It's just kind of a matter of time to see how I take my resources, take what I've learned in life, and see whether I can try and make something out of it. And I probably will fail miserably multiple times. And that's scary to think about. But at the same time, I recognize that I need to do it for myself, because I do recognize that like my space is there. It's not in what has been conventionally comfortable. I don't know. But that's what I'm thinking here. I think another thing that I've been thinking about a lot recently is kind of this whole like idea of breaking convention and how it's not conventional for me. It's not conventional for a lot of people. I feel like I've always been very much of like an overachiever, especially academically, but just in general. It's very weird because to some regard, I've always felt insanely average, but then I've also always felt like an overachiever who's trying to succeed, and like nothing will ever, maybe that's why I feel average, because I feel like nothing will ever be good enough for me. Like I will never be successful enough, you know, like there's always something more that I could be doing. And that's been my life through high school. And then like, obviously once I got into college, I kind of toned it down a lot more. And I was like, okay, like girly pups, you don't need to go super hardcore on the academics. You can actually enjoy life and not like strangle yourself, you know, over academics and trying to be like, trying to get into a good college and stuff like that. The overachiever in me is never going to leave. She's always going to be there. And I feel like that's why I kind of trust myself with going down this like unconventional route, because I do think that I'm someone who's insanely driven, insanely passionate, and will never kind of be able to fully slack off. Like I never will be able to do just nothing. I will never be comfortable in doing absolutely nothing. And that's why I trust that I will be okay. Even if I'm not doing what's like conventionally normal, I trust that I'm going to be okay. I do feel like if I were to tell 16-year-old me that 21-year-old me is about to graduate college and has no idea what she's going to do in her life and is not planning to go get a PhD or work like a normal job, I think she probably would freak out for me. She'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, what do you think you're doing? Because I did very much like stick to convention. And then obviously I got into college, and in a way I kind of stuck to convention as well. Like I always thought I'm just going to go through college. I'm going to work my way up in college, try and do well. And then when I graduate, I'll go get a job. So I did all these internships. Honestly, that's the main thing. I just did the internships and I tried to do well in school and I kept like learning. And for me, it was very much like just trying to get as many internships as possible and kind of building up my resume there. And I was pretty, I feel like decently successful at that. Like I did a summer internship my sophomore year, and or from my sophomore year to junior year, and then junior year to senior year. And then also I had a couple of like smaller internships during the school year. So in a way, I feel like I have a pretty decent resume. And yet I still have this fear that my resume is never going to be good enough to actually get me like a proper job. And even like with graduating from UCLA, I feel like UCLA is like a decent school, right? Like I feel like that has to count for something, but also I feel like it's not going to count for anything. Like I feel like my resume is also not going to count for anything. Like everything I have done is just not going to be enough. I don't know. It's just so scary. That's why I'm like, is this really the better route? Like, is this really the quote unquote easier, stable, more comfortable route? I don't know. It doesn't feel very comfortable. It feels actually more daunting than like actually going to pursue something that I love, like my passion project. I know I keep saying that, but like that's genuinely how I feel. I feel like I just have all these fears where I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if this is actually going to work out. But I feel like I've always been on this very conventional track, and I always thought that I was just going to keep going on it until one day I didn't. Even though it's weird because it's like I've always thought that I was going to go on this conventional track, and yet when I think about my hopes and dreams, like since I was little, honestly, like preteen really, my hopes and dreams have always been very unconventional. They've never been like, I've always dreamt of more than just I'm going to go work a job. I've always known that I would be a career woman, but I never thought my career was going to be corporate America working something like that. I always saw myself as something else. I don't know if I had like a concrete idea as to what I wanted to do. I mean, for the longest time, for example, I wanted to be an interior designer. To this day, there's still a part of me that hopes that one day I do become that, that I start my own interior design company. I know exactly when I would do it too. I know that I would probably like around the time that I get, unless like I'm already working on something that literally like makes sense and I want to stick to it. Around that time, I guess in theory, I'd always thought maybe like I do corporate America until I get married, which like, I don't know when I'm getting married at this point. It may be like never, but I guess I always thought like, okay, maybe I do like the more conventional like route until I get married. And then like around the time I get married, I go back to school for interior design. And then I start my interior design company. And then that's my thing. And that's like my entrepreneurial venture, basically. But then I've also had moments where I'm like, what if I went to get a PhD around the time I got married? Or what if I were to get an MBA at some point? I always kind of link it to, well, not the MBA, but like the PhD and the interior design thing. Like I've always linked it to marriage, which I don't know why. I guess I always thought of it as like second income. Like I can take a moment off, like obviously going to be smart about it, but never going to like actually fully rely on a man. But like being able to like have that kind of comfort net where I can like fall back and I don't have to worry about like being on my own with finances, essentially. Sorry, I think a lot about this kind of stuff. That's the thing, like I am so cautious, like I am very risk adverse, and that's why I'm like, I don't think that I would break convention and then go ahead and do nothing and it leads me into a bad route, you know? Like I don't think I can ever not succeed, by my own definition, of course, because everyone's definition of success is different. So like I think it's impossible for me not to make something out of it, whatever it is, whatever I end up doing ultimately. I think it's impossible for something not to come out, but at the same time it's like we don't know what's going to come out of it. We don't know what route I'm going to take. There's a million different, well, not a million different things, but there's so many different things that I could do, and we don't know which one I'm going to end up doing. Probably ultimately I'm not going to end up doing just one. I'm going to do a variety of different things, because I also don't think that I'm the type of person who could just like stick to one thing for life, you know? Like I just don't think I could do it. And so I do feel like I'm going to be the type of person who just kind of like job hops, career hops, like is going to be 50 and is going to have that midlife crisis and completely change their career or something. Like that's going to be me. And I'm okay with that, because there's so many things I want to do. And like to think that I couldn't do them would make me so sad. So I have to do it. It has to be done. But yeah, breaking convention is definitely not conventional for me. I've always tried to basically fit in. I've done this in so many different routes, not just in academics or, you know, professional situations, but also like social situations. Like I feel like my entire life I've just tried so hard to fit in, and I never really have. I feel like I've always been so unique. And I mentioned this in my episode with my sister, but I feel like I'm just not the type of person to be able to conform to the norm. Ooh, that just rhymed. We love that. It's just not my thing. It never has been. For example, like when I did my summer internship this past summer, I was sitting there and I was like, I don't want to do this like full time. This is not my goal after college. I already know I would be miserable if I had to graduate college and this is what I do after I graduate college. And I remember it like really fueled my desire to go into content creation, because I was like, I love that. I love being creative. I love being able to share my life. I love being able to create something for myself. And I so badly want to do that full time. And doing that internship just like really, really made me realize that in that moment. I was like, no, like this has to happen, because I cannot do this. Like I cannot do what I'm doing in this internship as my job, as my career. But I was sitting around like all these other interns and everyone was kind of loving it. Like everyone, no one expressed any sort of like dissatisfaction or even just like disinterest in it. Like no one was like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like everyone was kind of like, this is so cool. Like was very interested. Obviously, like I was trying to capitalize on the experience, because I feel like you can learn something from anything. And I knew that I could take things away from this experience and apply it to the things that I want to do. And I definitely had that. Like I got very lucky that my manager, like the person that I reported to, had done a ton of entrepreneurial ventures himself. So he shared his experiences with that and like how to go down the entrepreneurial route. And I was very, very lucky with that. Like, and I think I took a lot away from that internship. And so I'm ultimately glad I did it. Like I don't ever regret doing it, because I feel like, again, there's something you can learn in everything. And it may just be a stepping stone into the right direction, or it may be a motivating factor. It may just inspire you to move in a different direction than what you thought you were going to move in. But I just remember like looking around at all the other interns and I was like, you guys like this? This is what you want to do after graduation? Like you would be happy doing this? And that's when I just realized like I did not fit in with this group. And that was okay. Like that was okay. But it did make me recognize that like even in this professional setting, like didn't really fit in. I kind of felt the same way like through college. I feel like UCLA in a way does pick a lot of like-minded, like behaving individuals. Like I feel like we were all very like academic in high school, but then when you come to college, you kind of grow a little bit more social. socially, like academic, not everyone obviously, but I feel like I've met a lot of people where it's like this was kind of like they took a similar track to what I took. There's so many unique individuals, and because everyone is so unique, it makes me feel less weird about being unique myself, and I love that. But at the same time, I feel like there's also been a part of me that's like, I've always been different. Like my whole college experience was insanely different from anyone else I met. I mean, the fact that I like decided to transfer and then decide to come back, who does that? Me. That's me. Like that's literally me. Like I would be the type of person to do that. I always have been. Like that's literally my nature. Like that's who I am at my core. And I've never met anyone who's done that before. And so while I have felt like I fit in a lot more here than in most situations in my life, it's still kind of like a bit of a wake up call of like, you're not fully like other people, you know? Anyways, I think with all of this feeling of uniqueness, I just kind of know that like probably the norm is not going to be the right direction for me. And that's why I think breaking convention actually makes a lot of sense. It's just that for so long I've tried to kind of conform to the norm. Oh my God, we do the little rhyming again. And I'm finally like letting myself free and saying, you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to try and like convince yourself that you can be like everyone else or like a lot of other people. It's okay if you want to go do things that other people don't really understand or like don't choose for themselves. It's okay. And ultimately that's your path and that's your path to take. And if you know that you want to do it, and if you have a passion for it, if you have a drive for it, like just go do it. Who's to tell you not to do it? You know, like who's to tell you not to do it? And like I said, I'm in a very privileged position where I know that I can do it. I have people supporting me, which is actually so fortunate because again, I thought for the longest time, maybe I wouldn't have anyone supporting me. Maybe it was just I would have to like fully be fueling myself. But I know that I have my parents and that's really everyone I need. The main people I've sought out validation from was my parents. Like I want to make my parents proud. And if they're going to sit here and say, go discover your passions, go work on your passions, you can break convention. Like that's all I need. That's really all I need. But I think with that being said, if you are a college senior, I think you might be able to relate with this whole like kind of notion of thinking that you need to have your life figured out, but also feeling maybe insanely lost. Even if you do know what you're going to do after graduation, even if you sort of have this plan as to like, okay, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, or I'm going to just do X, Y, and Z. If you know you're going to have a job that's lined up for when you graduate, or if you know that you're going to go to med school at some point, you're going to take a gap year and then go to med school, like it's still kind of the unknown. You don't really know. If you have a job lined up, it's like, are you going to stay there for the next 5 years? Are you going to stay there for a year and then decide to do a different job? Are you going to stay there for a year and then decide you want to actually go to grad school? Are you going to stay there for a year and say, maybe I actually want to build something myself? You really don't know. And if you are someone who like doesn't have a job lined up, doesn't plan to go to grad school, the whole question in the air is, am I going to get a job? What kind of job am I going to get? What kind of company am I going to work at? Where is this job going to be? We don't know. And that's okay. That's okay. It's so okay. And I think there's actually something so exciting in knowing that you don't have it all figured out. Because if you did have it all figured out, then like, what's the fun in life? What's the fun in life? Like genuinely, what's the fun in life? Tell me. I want to keep discovering. I want to keep seeing what happens in my life. I want to keep knowing that like there is something else out there for me. That even when I think I've reached my end goal, I haven't truly reached my end goal. And I know that I am the type of person who will always look for more. I will never be truly satisfied in whatever position I'm in. And that can sound bad, but it's actually exciting because that means I'm always striving for more. There's always something new that I want to try. And I trust that even if like I reach kind of the goals and dreams that I have for myself today, by the time I reach them, I will have new goals and dreams that I will be achieving. And I'm always going to be in that cycle. I kind of think about it like this with like the content creation thing. Obviously, very small platform. But for example, like a year ago, I would have dreamt of having a couple of thousand followers. To think that people could recognize me in public, to think that there were brands out there who would want to pay me money to make content for them, unreal. A year ago, I would have literally jaw dropped on the floor. I would have been like, no, there's no way. Same thing with the modeling, actually. A year ago, if I told myself, like, there's a modeling agency that wants you, I'd have been like, you're lying. Like, you are lying. Stuff like that. But now that I'm a year in the future, my goals and dreams, in a way, are the same, but they're also completely different. In a big way, they've shifted. they've evolved over time, essentially. In a way, they're about the same things, but they're also completely different. Now I'm like, okay, I have this small platform. I want more. I feel like I haven't been able to be satisfied with what I have. And that's something I have to work on. But I've had a hard time being satisfied with just having this like small platform of mine, because I'm like, I want more. I want bigger. I want more. I want to be able to develop a business out of this. Like, I want to be able to help more people. Like, I want to, there's so much that I want to do. And I know that when I reach the goals that I have today, or the dreams, if I do reach them, when I do reach them, they're going to be new goals and new dreams. And that's just how life goes. And that's exciting. It's exciting to know that I'm never going to truly be stagnant, because there's always going to be more that I want. And I'm so happy that I'm in that position, because that gives me so much to live for. That keeps me going. And I think that's the way that we need to think about it. Because yes, this time is insanely scary. It's nerve-wracking. We don't know. We don't know what comes next. We don't know if we're going to like it. We don't know if we're going to have a good time. We don't know if it's going to be completely miserable or not. You know, it's so easy to kind of get into your head and think, oh, but like, what if this happens? Like, what if it doesn't go to plan? What if I have this whole plan laid out and it doesn't go to plan? Like, is my life going to end? It feels like that right now, where it's like, what if my life doesn't go to plan? What if I have this whole plan for my post-grad life and it doesn't happen? Am I screwed? No, something else will come up. There will always be something else. There will always be something else. And I truly believe if you keep at it, if you keep working, if you're driven, if you're passionate, if you just keep going, something good will come out of it. Even if there is a long period of time where it seems like nothing is happening, there will be something eventually. If you keep going at it, if you stay at it, something has to keep going. And I feel like for the people who are going to take, but really any route, honestly, but if you are taking a little bit more of a non-conventional route where you can't just like sit here and relate to everyone else and be like, okay, like all my friends are doing the same thing as me, like we're all in this together. If you are kind of breaking that norm, if you're stepping away from what everyone else is doing, it may be hard to keep going at times, because you're like, why am I doing this? I could just go do what everyone else is doing. It's probably easier to do it that way. I probably would worry less. I probably would be less scared. I would have less fears. I would question everything less. You know, there would be a more defined answer, but it wouldn't lead to as much satisfaction ultimately when you do succeed. Like, think about your dreams and think about now succeeding in those dreams actually coming true. Imagine how gratifying that will be. If you stop at some point, if you give up, if you decide, you know what, never mind, I couldn't figure it out, then what was that for? Then you never get to experience that gratification. Then you're kind of taking the easy road. You're taking the easy way out, essentially. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm sitting here saying this knowing that yes, maybe at some point I will take the easy road out, but I will try and do it strategically, in the sense that I don't want to do it as a forever thing. I want to do it knowing that it's going to be a stepping stone in the direction that I plan to go in. So yes, maybe in my post-grad life, I'm going to do things that I don't intend to do right now, or I'm going to take a route that looks very different from what I plan, or I'm going to take a route that I've kind of like been against taking. But I know when I take it, it will be for strategic matters. It will be so that it can lead to something bigger, to something greater, to something that I really want. And that's life. And I'm going to keep working at it. And it's not just going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen a couple months after I graduate. This is going to be kind of a forever thing that I have to keep working on. And that's scary, but it's exciting. Like I said, I get easily discouraged, and I'm just hoping that I can keep reminding myself that if I keep at it, something is going to come out of it. And I feel like I've had so many signs where I'm like, look, this was something that you just kept at, and now look at this gratification you're getting. You dreamt of days like this, and you get to experience it now. And now you have new dreams. You can actually achieve those dreams. You achieved these dreams. Look, they came true. So who's going to tell you you can't achieve your other dreams? But yeah, I think truly, like I said, as I've talked about it with a lot of friends, it's scary. It's weird. It's confusing. The idea of not being in college anymore is, you know, I feel like everyone has their own thoughts and feelings around it. And it's bittersweet and it's exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking. And it's okay to feel that way. I think just don't let yourself stress out too much. I think really it's important to be able to trust yourself. And I feel like I'm in a good position there, where I'm like, finally, for the first time in my life, I do trust myself. I trust that I'm going to be okay, regardless of what my life looks like after college. I trust that I will make the right decisions for myself. I trust that I will do the things that feel best for me. I trust that I'm going to navigate life for myself and not for other people, or for myself and not for society's norms, basically. And I don't know where that's going to take me. And yes, that's scary, but at the same time, that's life. And I feel like we are about to embark on this very exciting journey of what comes next. And it's going to be a roller coaster. And life has always been a roller coaster, but I feel like college has been sort of more like a comfortable bubble. Even just having the identity of being a college student brings some comfort, and getting rid of that identity overnight is going to be very uncomfortable. It's going to be weird. It's going to be confusing. You might have an existential crisis. You might have a couple of existential crises. You might spend a lot of time mourning the past. You might wish you could go back. Who knows? But even when you're feeling that, just know that something exciting lies ahead. And it may not make sense right now. It may not make sense in the next couple months, maybe even the next couple of years, but eventually things will work out. And I really just say trust. Like, if you're having a hard time, like, with this whole idea that there's going to be this transition in your life, just trust. And also know that you've had transitions before. You've had changes in your life that have been very drastic, and you ended up being okay. Going from high school to college, for example, was a major change. It was a major transition. Maybe it was obvious that you were going to do that, but that was still a transition nonetheless. Having to move away from home if you did, having to rebuild a whole new life, having to meet new people, having to, you know, start a whole new academic system. Like, all of that was a transition, and you made it through. Look where you are now. You are going to be okay. We are all going to be okay. We are going to be fine. We've done it before. We'll do it again. Life is constantly changing, and we constantly have to change with it. And that's just life. And yeah, anyways, I feel like I talked a lot. I feel like I also went in circles. I feel like I talked a lot about the same things, but this is really just like where my mind has been at. And like I said, I'm excited, and I'm hoping that I'm not overhyping the whole thing. I definitely, like, there's a part of me that's like, maybe I am expecting too much. Maybe I am too excited. Maybe I go into it and I do completely fail. Maybe my dreams don't come true. Maybe I'm just really hardcore delusional, and everything that I hope and pray is going to come true is just not going to happen. Maybe I do have to go into corporate America. Maybe I have to go back into fitting into convention. That's scary. But also, it's like, I'm going to try and enjoy this journey. I'm going to stay delusional, but I'm also going to be realistic to some degree. I'm going to understand that if things aren't working out, that there is something else that I have to go do. Who knows? Who really knows? But I'm hoping that things work out, because that would be really amazing. And I could take you guys along, and that would be really fun, wouldn't it? Would it not be so fun to like live that life and to be able to kind of like have you along on the journey? I think that would be so much fun. And I feel like you guys would love it too, because I feel like there would be so many wonderful stories and experiences that come out of it. So many things to share, so many lessons to learn, so many things to talk about. So we shall see. Oh, this is crazy. It's just, oh my God. Wow. This like really put me in a weird mindset. I'm not going to lie. Right before I recorded this episode, I was on FaceTime with my sister crying. Not over this, something completely different. And I almost thought that I would talk about it on this podcast episode, because I was like, oh, like I'm feeling this again. But this podcast episode just ended up being super hopeful. And I feel like now I can go sleep happy, because I am going to go to sleep now. And I'm actually so grateful that I did this, because I needed that mindset shift. I didn't want to just like sit in kind of the sadness that was like not unprovoked, but it was just stupid. It was like, I don't want to feel this way. And I'm glad that I did this. So I know you guys didn't ask for this, but thank you so much for making me feel better. Thank you for making me feel hopeful. And yeah, 4 weeks to graduation. There's so much that I want to do, and I'm excited. I'm excited to try and like do as much as possible. I'm also excited to like reconnect with some people. For example, like next Friday, I've been planning to have my roommates who I lived with in Hawaii over. I haven't seen a lot of them in quite a while. I actually ran into one today, and I haven't seen her in a while. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to see you again. Because it's also like so much has happened in that time, and like they haven't really been there for it. There's some of them that I haven't seen in years, and I'm excited to see them again. Some of them I've obviously kept up with a little bit more, but it's like I have only been really close with, like, not close, but like closer than any of the other ones with like one of them. Like, I kind of keep up with him, like I kind of know what his life is like. And then like the other ones, like obviously I have like on social media, and like I'll see them post things, but like, yeah, there's a lot to catch up on, and I'm excited to hear about. That's the thing. Oh my God. Okay, so the reason why I feel like I talk about post grad a lot is because every time I run into someone I know who is also a fourth year, I always go, so what are your post grad plans? And like, for example, a couple weeks ago I ran into my sophomore year roommate, and I asked her the question, and she was like, oh yeah, like I have my return offer from the place I did an internship at. And I was like, that's so exciting. And then she throws the question back at me, and in that moment it felt kind of dehumanizing, honestly. And again, I am so excited to go down what I'm doing, this unconventional route. I'm so excited to go do my little art and make my little content and write, you know, like, this is all I want. It's not like I envy the people who have a job lined up. I don't. I really don't. Like, that, I know that I'm not ready for that. But when she threw it back at me, I kind of was like, oh, like, I don't know. But like, I do know, you know, like, it was kind of just like, I feel like sometimes trying to explain it to people that like, oh, I am going to go down this unconventional route seems weird, because I feel like so many people are just so used to the conventional route and it's sort of like a standard, and the idea of breaking the standard is strange. And so like, trying to share that with people can sometimes, it can be confusing. So I kind of tell her, and like, it's not like she was like, what? Like, that's weird. But I had this moment where I was like, just the comparison, like, we're comparing, you know, the both of us. One person here just completely doesn't have it figured out, while the other one seems to have it figured out. But I do recognize that not, like, no one at this age has it figured out, and no one really ever has it figured out, honestly. But anyway, so I was like that, and then for some reason on this particular day, and actually I'm going to tell you guys, because I didn't really talk about the summer. Hold on, sorry guys, this episode is everywhere per usual. This is my episode. I actually am so curious as to whether there's anyone who still is listening right now. Like, in my mind, I'm like, maybe you guys listen to the first like 20 minutes and then you're like, we're out, thank you so much for this. But summer plans, summer potential plans, of course everything is again up in the air. So obviously the first one was kind of doing like that Europe trip, like spending some time at home, doing more of the art moment, the writing moment, and then doing the Europe trip. That was the very original plan. That was my whole thing. The next one is just like spending the whole summer at home. I don't know if like after I do sort of the traveling in May, whether I want to go do like another big trip. And then the other one is the one that I had told my sophomore year roommate. And the thing about it is like, I had just come up with the plan that day, like literally like a demon had possessed me and had completely switched up my post-grad plans on this specific day. And I swear I hadn't even thought about this plan for more than 5 minutes that day. So the fact that I told her was kind of absurd, because it's not like I really actually had the plan. Like, I was just kind of like, oh, it'd be kind of cool to do this instead of that, you know? But the whole plan was, and now I'm actually thinking of trying to formulate how can I achieve this plan? Because now I'm like, maybe this is the way to go. Like, maybe this is the thing to do. But the plan is to actually try and get an internship over the summer. I know, here I was talking about not being in corporate America, and now I'm literally trying to get myself back in, getting an internship over the summer in New York. I want to be in New York over the summer. I want to do another New York summer. And then while I'm in New York, trying to get myself into the modeling industry. So try and get signed by a modeling agency in New York and basically have like this trial run. Because I think if I were to ultimately sign with an agency in New York, that kind of basically solidifies that I'm moving to New York after graduation. And like, I've always, well, not always, but basically for the past 2 years, I've been saying like, I want to move to New York after graduation. I want to move to New York after graduation. Like, that was literally my main goal. I don't know what I was going to do in New York, but I was like, I need to get myself to New York. And now as like I get closer and closer, I'm still kind of like, I need to get to New York, but I don't have a plan to get there. Like, at least 2 years ago, I was like, I'm going to go get a job in New York. But now I'm like, I don't know. Also, being brutally honest, every time I look at the salaries for the jobs in New York that I could potentially get, I'm like, how does anyone live off of this? Like, I literally, that's why I'm like, I need these side hustles in the least. Like, probably need to work a full-time job and then like 3 side hustles, all that pay me like a lot of money, you know? Like, that's the only way I feel like I could live in New York. But anyways, I know people do it with very low salaries, so somehow some way it has to happen, right? But I was thinking maybe like this is my trial run. Like, I try it out, I sign to an agency, I'm doing an internship, so obviously I'm doing something while I'm there, and I just see how it goes. And if I like it, then I can, you know, if I'm like, okay, like this is working out with the agency. Because I feel like ultimately, if I were to get into the modeling industry, it's a huge risk to just jump into it. Again, I would never just like go into modeling alone and be like, this is my full-time job. If I were to go into modeling, there would be like 30 different things that I would be doing that would hopefully also be making money, so that it's like a kind of package deal where somehow, some way, this like becomes like my very weird 30-way career. But basically I can make like a living salary and live off of it, because ultimately, like, if I am going to move to a different city, like, I'm going to have to sustain myself. No one's going to pay for my life, so I'm going to have to do it myself. But I was thinking, like, summer is kind of a trial run. I get to try it out. I get to see how it goes. If I like it, then I can plan to move to New York full time. If it's not for me, then I can not do that. Honestly, at this point, I would be down to just go to New York and even just do an internship, not sign to a modeling agency. I'm not really sure about the modeling agency thing. I'm not sure about modeling. I don't know. I feel like I would have to get a very specific contract to be okay with it, to be ready to sign. And since I only have like one agency right now that I know is like truly interested in me, that I could work with, and their contract is not the one that I want, I know that I would have to kind of start the cycle again of applying to agencies if that is what I want to do. And so like that's another thing that I would work on during this time. So basically like another thing I want to work on in the next month or two is like basically applying to internships and modeling agencies and see if that is a potential. And then maybe I end up in New York over the summer. I would love to do another New York summer. Would love it. And then I go back home, you know? So it's like stuff like that. There's always that. But yeah, I told her this whole plan and like, I don't know whether I'm just making assumptions or whether it's just a little voice in my head, but I feel like every time I bring up the modeling thing to someone, obviously people are always like, oh, that's so cool. But in my mind, I'm like, I don't know if they believe me. Like, I don't know if people look at me and are like, she could be a model. I've gotten it from people, but I haven't gotten it a ton. Like, it's not like I've ever, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's more of like a delusional thing on my part than like I've had a lot of people come up to me and be like, you have a very unique look, like you should go into modeling, you know? So I feel like I'm very much fueling that delusion. So I feel like every time I share it with people, I'm like, do they actually believe me? Like, do they believe that like I could do this? Or do they think I'm delusional? Like, are they sitting here and being like, why does this girl think this is possible, you know? And again, little voice inside my head, who knows? Maybe they're like in their head, ah, she should. Like, I've been waiting for her to get into it or something like that. You know, like stuff like that. But I also am just like, I don't know what people are thinking when I say it, because I feel like it is a little bit of an absurd thing. Like to say, oh, I'm going to do this and go into the modeling industry. Like, you don't hear that very often. You just don't hear people say that, you know? So it's like, you're either in the modeling industry or you're not. You never hear people being like, I'm going to try and get into the modeling industry, you know? That's why I'm kind of like, I don't know if people believe me. But anyways, that was kind of like the whole idea that I came up with. And honestly, today I applied to like an internship in New York City, and it's actually literally the perfect internship. It's for a company, well, a brand that I really, really love. Like, I have huge brand loyalty to this company, and I'm like, please take me. I don't know if it's gonna happen, but I think it would be literally like the perfect internship. Like, I think I'm, anyways. So like stuff like that, there's just so many things that I could do. And who knows, like maybe I do one thing and then it leads to a completely different thing. Like, we just don't know. But like I said, I'm excited, and I'm so excited for my post-grad content. I'm so excited to bring you guys along. I think that it's going to be an interesting journey, and I have a lot of trust in this content too, because I feel like I'm going to very much just like be able to unleash myself and just like share me, like really share me, like not be preoccupied with other stuff, because I feel like I'm always kind of like half of my heart is in this and half of my heart is like in school, because like in a way, like school is my full-time job and then this is sort of like my side hobby. But like obviously I've been spending more and more time on content creation with time, and I feel like now it's like school is like part-time and then like content creation is part-time, but like still school is like full-time, you know? So it's like, it's as if you had like a full-time job plus a part-time job or something like that, you know? Like, it's hard to explain it, but I think it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm excited to be able to devote more time and to just be able to put my full heart into it and to be able to like fully like commit to this for a little bit at least. And yeah, we shall see how it goes. We shall see. I don't know if I'm hyping it up too much, but I hope I'm not, because I'm very excited. So anyways, with that being said, thank you so much for listening. I'm gonna cut it here because I feel like we're just gonna keep going in circles and you're gonna keep hearing the same things from me. And I hope that you do continue listening to my podcast so you can follow along on my post-grad journey, because like I said, we don't know where it's gonna go, but I think it's gonna be an interesting journey nonetheless. And yeah, as I said, thank you so much for listening. If you are a college senior and you are stressing out about post-grad, no, you're not alone. We are all here feeling the same way. Literally everyone I've ever talked to has felt the same way. So you are so good. You are not alone whatsoever. And yeah, I would love if you guys follow my podcast on whatever streaming platform you're listening to it on, and also rate it, please and thank you. And I will see you in my episode next week. Bye.